Welcome to the CONCACAF Connection Podcast, a football podcast where five friends get together and talk about the hottest news relating to the beautiful game. If you enjoy what you hear, do us a favor and leave a five-star review and give us a follow so that you never miss another episode. If you want even more content, follow us on TikTok at CONCACAFUS, as well as Instagram and Twitter at CConnectionPod. Hope you enjoy the episode.
What else we got on the agenda?
Well, we were talking about this weekend's games. Oh,
the one weekend.
How about Arsenal Brentford? God, I was fucking shitting myself.
Brandon. Well, speaking of Arsenal, do Arsenal have a buy clause for Varea?
I think it's obligation.
Yeah. For Raya?
Yeah.
Do we have a he's a loan with an option to buy.
Okay.
That was an obligation to buy.
Loan? You better not fall in love with your loanee players.
I think we're going to buy him because I think we're going to sell Ramsdale.
Okay. Well, then never mind.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Never mind.
But, yeah. I was shitting myself the Brentford game. That was fun. Fully convinced. I was like, damn, we're really not going to win and our title charge will be over.
Of course it was.
And then Ben White, who Abdon earlier – literally a couple seconds before had just said, what's the fucking point of Ben White? Can't put in a cross. Hits it to Kai Havertz, who Abdon just loves so much, to head it home for us to win the game. It was so beautiful. It was poetic. I loved
it. Two broken claws can be right.
Poetic justice.
You know, someone
can be right four times a day.
You know, someone that's not getting the attention they deserve, Brandon. See, speaking of the hate you're giving Abdon, you know, besides a little mistake there, Ramsdale kept you in the game with two good saves.
I expect Ryan to have made the same saves.
Oh, and that's my that. God. Here we go.
And Ryan would not have done made Raya a mistake, but he would have been good.
Shit shot go through, though.
You can make the same argument. Tomiyasu makes that cross that Ben White did.
No, he doesn't. Tomiyasu makes better crosses. Tomiyasu does not make better crosses. Ben White is one of our best crossers, actually.
Is he? Someone pull up the statistics.
He actually is.
To be fair, and I could be wrong, I don't know if I've ever seen Tomiyasu like properly cross a ball. I've seen him like pass it in the box, but I don't think I've ever seen him like over the top cross.
I rate Tomiyasu as a defending fullback, but as an attacking fullback.
Like, I don't think I've ever properly seen him cross a box in the box or cross a ball in the box.
That's why Ben White plays at right back, not Tomiyasu right now.
Well, he was also there because Tomiyasu was injured. Let's keep that.
I thought Tomiyasu was a left back, though.
Mine. Tomiyasu was a right back.
You were playing left back early in the season.
Yeah, because we didn't have a left back.
Yeah,
because
Tierney got loaned out and Zinchenko was injured. Yeah. So he was forced to play.
Who the fuck is this? Who are you guys playing right now? Kiwior. Who the fuck is this guy? Where did he come from?
He came in from Italy.
He came from Bologna.
Oh, yeah, Bologna. As a center back.
Was in the January transfer window?
No, it was last season.
Last January,
Okay.
Brandon, if he really is one of your best crossers, I'm really scared for you. Why? 22.7% cross accuracy.
That's
10 successful crosses all season.
10
successful crosses all season in the Premier League. That's your best crosser?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What if your best? That just speaks the volumes.
Okay.
I never said we were a good crossing team. You know why we're not a good crossing team? Because we don't have a tall center forward.
Kai Havertz.
Now we do, yeah, but we weren't playing him in center forward all season.
Get ready for his headers that just go over the bar. He's going to win the headers.
Not the one against Brentford.
He's not going to get it on target.
Not the one against Brentford.
A broken clock is right twice a day.
Hey, that's fine. That broken clock helped us win a game.
That broken clock was right against City in the
Champions. That broken clock helped you guys win the Champions League.
He did.
I'm thankful for that broken clock.
You should be grateful for that broken clock.
I'm very grateful for that broken clock. Both those broken clocks, Mount and Havertz. My God. That is a wonder how we won the Champions League with fucking Werner, Mount, and Havertz is our front three.
Hey, Werner's on fire. He's scored the last two games.
I digress.
Right, Edward? Huh? Werner's scoring the last two games. He's cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It's big games.
Speaking of Werner, speaking of Spurs, crazy title victory.
4-0.
Title charge, baby. Let's go.
Hey, Edward, I would love your – I've said it before. I'm going to say it again. I would love the confidence you have on Twitter to come out here. Yeah. Here, man.
It's fake.
All no, I'm going to say, though, is my –
Fake it till you make it.
My favorite tweet of yours, though, from the weekend was – what was it? That's what these, like, dirty-ass fucks deserve. They're such a dirty team. You know, you've only – you're, like, oh, in terms of the teams with, like, the worst disciplinary records, you're only, like, two spots below. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Still below them.
Not by much, though.
John McGinn is a bitch.
How do you feel, though?
He tried to fucking eye Tanya Destiny Udogie. Literally just...
Tried to what?
Tanya Harding, Destiny Udogie. And it's a sports reference. Look it up. Oh, okay. And...
That's wild.
Kicked straight at his knee, bro. He didn't even go for the ball. He just swung his leg straight at Udogie's knee. And... got what he deserved.
Brexit tackle.
For real. Just look up Tanya Harding scandal if you're looking.
It wasn't as bad as Doku.
It was. At least Doku got the ball.
It wasn't as bad as Doku.
At least Doku got the ball.
And especially when I saw it on Twitter, I was like, he got a red card for that.
At least Doku got the ball.
Everett, how do you feel though? Top four? Are you like... are you more secure than the top four finish?
No.
Oh, come on.
Your only competition is Villa.
Both you and Villa still have to play City, Liverpool, and Spurs. Or City, Liverpool, Spurs. And Arsenal.
Dude, if somehow...
and you guys have a game in hand.
All three of those teams. Big games, bro.
And if they win out of nowhere?
Big games.
They win it out of nowhere?
I was going to say, if they win those three games, they are actually in the title race.
Well,
and we have a game in hand.
That's if they
if we win our game in hand, we're 8 points off the top. And we play all three of the teams at the top.
Mm-hmm. Wait. So, oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, yeah.
But our game in hand is Chelsea, so we're not gonna win.
Oh, come on.
Chelsea at the bridge?
Yeah, it's done.
I thought it was Fulham.
I'm not that.
Well,
you can do it. You can do it.
We play Fulham this week, but we have only played Chelsea once, and we were supposed to have played them twice by now.
If Wolves can do it, you can do it, buddy.
If you're ever gonna beat us in the fucking at home, it's gonna be this season.
To be fair, Chelsea seems to get up for the big games.
Except we're Liverpool. Just better suited for the big games.
It's freaking
like once they get going, it is hard to stop them.
It's just we suck against low block teams. If we're playing a high line team, we can do good. And Big Ange is not going to let go of the high line.
But no, I mean, there are Spurs fans on because our next four games are pretty favorable.
What are they?
Fulham, Forest, Luton, and West Ham.
Oh, okay.
So there are some Spurs fans on Twitter that are like truly saying it could be on here, but
it could be on here.
Liverpool City will have a create. They're a triumvirate at the top. It's not.
Dude, you have a horrible run into the end of the season.
I know, and then
City, Arsenal, and Liverpool back to back to back,
and Newcastle away right before that.
Oh come on,
Newcastle. I wouldn't worry about Newcastle.
They could come back.
They won't.
They could.
Well, do we have any quarter injuries in 7 months? Are anybody coming back for Newcastle?
Gordon's out 6 to 7 months.
Yeah. Well, Newcastle always have that one good game. They could be that one time.
They're not going to have that one good game against Spurs.
So you think?
They're going to have that one good game against a relegation team.
But then luckily after the...
unless they get a new manager bounce.
The trio of brutal games is Burnley and Sheffield. So
for you... yeah. High key,
it's a good last two games.
High key, we're Tottenham 2.0. Great against the big teams.
Last two games.
We're good against the big teams. Weak against the smaller teams.
I mean, we did it to a worse level. Like we took their Tottenham bottle, and then we took it to to a whole other fucking level.
Well, technically, you should have lowered it because.
No, I mean like the level of the bottom. Like we just took it and ran. We ran up that mountain. Exactly.
You did see what I said on Twitter.
We're not talking about league table. We're not talking about league table.
Nah, but with us, nothing's ever certain. So I'm not counting chickens yet for top four by any stretch of the imagination.
Because you could lose, and then you're what, 2 points off the top?
We lose one game, Villa win one game, and it's back to 5 points.
This is true.
This is very true. I definitely think you're gonna get
But Villa's gonna fall.
I'll be honest with you.
They've been falling off.
I think they're gonna fall off. You're guys gonna get Champions League.
I hope, but I'm not saying like, oh yeah, we're certain because we're definitely
you
not
could
certain.
Get fifth and get Champions League. Potentially,
maybe.
Depending how
I'd almost rather have Europa League because then we'd actually have a chance to maybe go on.
Or you'd rather finish sixth?
We'll finish fifth and get Europa League.
You might finish fifth and get Champions League.
They might finish sixth and get Champions League.
No, it's not.
If Man U and Newcastle didn't bottle the group,
then
it'd be a higher chance. Now you're hoping that one of
City or Arsenal have to win the Champions League for that to happen. Yeah.
Liverpool have to win the Europa.
Yeah.
Aston Villa has to win the conference for that to even be remotely a chance.
Yeah, I think Aston, Liverpool, and City will do it.
City or I don't think City are going to win a double.
I think the only one that's
not back to back. I mean,
I think the only one that's not certain is Villa winning the Conference League.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Arsenal win the Champions League.
No, because I think City's going to win the Champions League.
I don't think City's
going to win the Champions League. I think it's Madrid is going to win the Champions League.
I was going to say, it's either going to come down to Madrid or City.
Might be fine. Draw each other.
Madrid out next round.
What if I get out next round?
No, I said, what if City and Madrid draw each other in the next round?
I think Madrid beats City this time.
No, City owns them.
They beat them one time. They beat them.
No,
they
literally City will own them.
Nah.
They will.
Kevin De Bruyne put a howler in there.
Bro, did you guys even watch the game against Leipzig? They looked awful.
It didn't look great, but I also have watched.
And City has looked awful against the last like six teams they've played.
Also, know the thing about Real Madrid, this team, for some reason, is they can play awful and they'll still win. Like, that's something that has been the DNA since like 2014. They don't have to play pretty. They will just win.
City can just win too.
Nah.
We've seen it.
Did they win yesterday? Did they win yesterday? Lost.
They didn't play yesterday.
Holland looks non-existent.
All I know is it's Pep also in the Champions League. He'll overthink it.
Oh my gosh.
He will.
I think Jose, he already beat the overthinking Champions League allegations when he won it.
You do it 6 years in a row.
Anyway.
There's a big allegations. You just didn't let your brain.
All the people that are rent-free in everybody's minds are coming out tonight.
Mm-hmm. They also had an easy run into the Champions League final.
Where's Matty Cash?
I will die on that hill.
That don't have rent-free people.
No, where's Matty Cash?
You have Neil Mope and Matty Cash.
Irrelevant.
There's Neil Mope.
Champions League.
Where's Neil Mope?
Huh?
They didn't really have
irrelevant
a run.
They are rent-free,
Eddie. They're irrelevant though.
You have easy-ass Italian teams in the semifinals.
Round of 16.
You were going to be
round of 16. We played Leipzig. Quarterfinals. We played Bayern Munich. Semis, we played Real Madrid, and then the final, we played Inter Milan.
I'm not buying the Bayern Munich when they had just lost Nagelsmann.
They didn't lose Nagelsmann. Oh, they did lose Nagelsmann.
They did lose Nagelsmann.
But
and Madrid honestly, is
they were. I don't know what happened. Apart from the Nagelsmann sacking and Tuchel coming in, I think that was a bad time. But honestly, Upamecano really threw that game. He threw that leg away.
Low key, Bayern right now wouldn't be so bad.
To play
Harry Kane loves now. Arsenal, loves scoring
against
Arsenal.
Now, but then, like, I just feel like they're a bogey team right now in the Champions League.
Yeah, but Tuchel is so checked out; he doesn't give a shit.
Well, yeah, because he's already leaving at the end of the season.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't give a shit.
Tuchel would go all in on the Champions League if he sees a chance to win. Anybody would go out on a high.
Anybody would. So I wouldn't throw all my eggs into that basket of like, oh well, Bayern Munich are gonna be easy because they might, but I don't think they will be.
I think the only team that's realistically still there that will be easy will be the one of PSV and Dortmund.
Yeah.
Those will be the two easiest teams of like left.
I could see City drawing one of them.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Like the only two teams I really do see realistically winning the Champions League are City and Madrid. I don't really see anybody else winning it. Oh, I guess maybe Inter Milan.
Inter.
Inter's the third strongest team. Inter's third for sure, yeah.
Well, actually, Inter with that big-ass gap they have on Serie A, they will have.
Yeah, they got, what is it, 20 points?
Yeah.
Something like that.
They could easily, I could see those three teams winning it.
Well, Inter's fourth because I still think Inter is weaker than Arsenal, but just slightly.
Well, I would pick
Inter to beat Arsenal if they played in the Champions League.
That'd be an interesting draw.
I think that'd be a banger too.
That'd be a really good. Yeah,
That'll probably be the draw you get.
Hey, Inter might not even go through. They're only 1-0 up.
I think they're too good.
I think Madrid's gonna sit behind.
Atletico Madrid has no sauce. They have no sauce. They're not gonna win.
Wait, who doesn't?
Who doesn't have sauce?
Atletico Madrid.
They have Griezmann.
But they're playing at the Wanda Metropolitano.
Doesn't move me.
They have Raquel May.
They've beaten your guys' favorites to win the Champions League twice this season. So
good for them.
They have
Oblak. They got the sauce.
Nah.
They got Jimenez.
They've got like Santiago Jimenez?
No, they're not Santiago Jimenez. I don't remember his name. I think it's supposed to say something Jimenez.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, they're Uruguayan.
He's injured.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, there you go. But I also just look at Inter, and I think, like, you've got Lautaro Martinez, you've got Thuram, you've got
I don't rate him at all.
You don't rate anybody, though.
Because
he's good.
I don't know why you rate
him so much.
Because he's good. Why you rate Lautaro Martinez so much.
Because he's got over 20 goal contributions in the last three seasons consistently. He's already beat his tally from last season. Kid's only 26. Kid's got Champions League experience. Just won a World Cup with Argentina. And don't tell me it doesn't matter because that's what we judge Enzo Fernandez on.
He barely played.
And that's what we judge Messi on. Messi won a Ballon d'Or.
He wasn't in the starting lineup. He was not in the starting lineup, though.
I don't care. He was still there. He played.
I care. Martinez was in the starting lineup.
I don't care. He was still playing games.
He was in the beginning, and then Julian Alvarez knocked him off of his starting 11.
That's fine. Well, I didn't say it was better than Julian Alvarez.
Lautaro Martinez.
I don't care. You care. But I'm saying that's what we're judging it. That's what we're judging players off of, apparently. So, you know.
Being a squad player or being a starter?
I mean, he's a starter for a club, which is why I'm paying. Which would I be paying for him? You know, he's got, like I said, he's got so many goal contributions. He's such a good player. I don't know why you don't rate him. Regardless.
Yeah, though.
Okay, and? That's what you said about the Bundesliga. Holland's gonna be the top goal scorer again.
He's the only guy that's
you're the one right now praising Ian Madsen for performing so well in the Bundesliga.
That's just because I'm pissed off the fact that we had no fit left backs.
Yeah, that's fine. But no one cared that he wasn't playing as a left back. But no one cared he was playing as left back. All of our fans, including you, were saying he could play in the 10 or play on the right. The moment he got sold, everyone was like, why did he get a chance on the left?
He was playing Sterling up top, and we hate Sterling. Let's be honest here.
Yeah, I agree.
We just wanted Ian Madsen to play. We loaned him out when we actually needed him to play left back, and he wasn't getting played left back. Is what our issue is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about him being the best left back ever to fucking play. It's just about that we were tired of Colwell at left back because he's clearly not a fucking left back.
Mm-hmm.
That was our issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes or no?
Hold on a second. We were talking about Chelsea. We were talking about the Champions League. How did we get onto Chelsea?
We were talking about Spurs.
When are we talking about Spurs?
Oh, we were talking about the Prem. That's right.
We were talking about the Champions League.
We were talking about Spurs Villa, and then somebody said that if we get fifth, we'd be in the Champions League.
And then
we spun off into that.
Yeah, right now, Chelsea and Champions League are not synonymous with each other. So how does this even happen?
We're more synonymous with it than you are until you win.
I said right now.
Win one.
Nah. I said right now.
You can't say that when we're 9 points below them. It don't matter what we did in the past.
I said that right now.
I could not give a fuck.
Abdon, you're mad.
He's mad. No, he's big mad.
Win one and get back to us.
Nah, you can still talk. You can still talk.
Nah, you cannot mad. Talk.
Yeah. I've done your mad. It's all right. It's all right, it's all right to be mad.
I'm not.
I'm saying win right now, Chelsea and the Champions League are not synonymous. So how did we get on?
Win one and talk. You were. We are more synonymous with it than you are.
But anyways, I think Inter are going to beat Atletico Madrid. I think that they're clear favorites to win on that.
Anything else to wrap up this anyway, Spurs debate?
I don't think we're going to. No, we're not going to win the title.
No, I don't think you are either.
Though. It'd be kind of funny, though. If you just came out of nowhere.
It'd be the best comeback no. in league history.
Abdon just doesn't want Arsenal
out of
win.
Nowhere.
Abdon, it'd be funny if what I said happened.
It'd be the best comeback in on league Twitter. History.
What you said on Twitter?
I said they'd need to win on the last day of the season, and they'd end up losing to Sheffield.
Oh, 100%.
That would be hilarious. And that would totally happen.
Here's what would happen. We would beat the three teams, and they'd lose to Burnley the very next week, and then we wouldn't even have a chance at the title in the last week.
That would happen. Either one of those scenarios could happen.
Yeah.
I'd rather get fifth and be in the Europa League.
Why?
Because we actually would have a chance to win.
Yeah, but playing on a Thursday sucks ass.
Yeah. And you have to, like, fly out to, like, Eastern Europe and shit.
Yeah, to fly out to Azerbaijan.
That's fine. I want to win trophies.
Good scenery,
if we get in the Champions League, we'll probably get grouped.
You could get grouped in the Europa League.
Less likely.